And with me, of course, Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley. Welcome to Primetime.
Thank
Glad
you.
Glad you're
Thank
here.
You. Thank you.
It occurs to me, looking at the two of you, I have got to start by asking how this marriage took place, how it began. Let me guess that it was not over miniature golf and a hot dog someplace. When did it start? When was the dating?
Well, we first met, she was 7 years old and I was 17. This was in Las Vegas. She used to come and see my show all the time. We had the only family show on the Strip. It's the Jackson 5. And she used to come as a little girl and sit right up front. She came quite often. She came with a lot of bodyguards.
And had you stayed in touch over all these years?
Sure. Then she'd come backstage. Then I'd, talk and say hi. And then she'd come again. And I thought she was sweet and loving. And I always hoped I'd see her again.
And who first talked about marriage?
We didn't stay in touch.
We didn't stay in touch after that, no.
He had, go ahead. You want to say what happened?
No, you can say. You have a good memory.
No, you said you were going to say it.
Our first argument here on this hour. Who proposed? I mean, how did marriage actually get discussed?
Well, at first, this is what happened. When she was 18, I used to tell my lawyer, John Branca, do you know Lisa Marie Presley? He'd go, well, I represent her mother. I go, well, can you get in touch with her? Because I think she's really cute. And he'd laugh every time. He goes, I'll do my best. That's what he'd say. Then he'd come back. I said, well, did you find out? He said, no, there's nothing. So I would worry him about this all the time. The next thing I noticed, there's a picture on a magazine cover where she's married, which really tore me to pieces.
And
it
then,
really did, 'cause I felt that was supposed to be me. I really did.
And what was the countdown to your marriage? Tell me, who said the word marriage first?
I did.
He did.
When? Where?
On the telephone.
On the telephone.
He first asked me.
When?
We were dating now for 4 months. Right? 4 months?
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, we were spending a lot of time together. I don't know how I didn't manage to get in the press because we weren't hiding it. I was in Las Vegas. We were in Neverland.
We were everywhere.
I went to Atlanta. We were in bookstores. We were not hiding it.
And you said yes right away?
I was separated for 4 months, and he said, what would you do if I asked you to marry me? And I said, I would.
I would, though. You were really enthusiastic.
I have to ask you this because I can only imagine the number of lawyers involved in a prenuptial agreement between these two fortunes. Mm-hmm. Is there one? A careful one?
Well, we've worked out things and we've signed certain things, but of course, that's very confidential.
We agree. We made agreements prior, yes.
As you know, the reaction to this marriage, and I know you feel strongly about it, but the reaction to this marriage has been across the spectrum, everything from astonishment to delight to suspicion, that it was somehow too convenient. Lisa, did you ask Michael about the charges? Did the two of you talk about the impact of the marriage on the allegations?
Absolutely not. He called. I was in touch with him through the whole process of this charges going on. I was talking to him when he disappeared. I was actually supposed to go to San Juan, Puerto Rico when he left and disappeared, and I got a call that he wasn't going to be there, and I was actually part of the whole thing with him, but talking to him on the phone. So
did
I didn't
you say to him, are they true?
No, I didn't. No, I actually did not.
I want to take a minute here, and I'm going to come back to the marriage.
He went on and on and on about it, so I didn't really have to say, are the allegations true? It was, on the phone,
over and over
just
again.
Constant, yeah.